You know, in that galaxy that was far, far away, there was some black people in there, right? We involved ourselves in that family mess. But in true black people fashion, we're going to talk about them. Let's go.
What's going on, everybody? It's the Marry Me Junkies. It's the Marry Me Junkies podcast. I want to start off by saying, may the 4th be with you.
And when you're watching this, it'll be Revenge of the 5th. Revenge of the 6th.
That's what I'm here for. Jedi shit.
I'm here for Darth Revan. My man walked both paths, and he kicked the shit out of everybody. That's what I'm here for.
Well, today we're going to be talking about, of course, Star Wars. A lot of Star Wars things have been happening lately, and it would be ignorant of us to not talk about it. So here we are, and here we go. Where are we starting off at, comic boss?
So today we're going to talk about how Disney and the Star Wars franchise is starting to finally move away from the Skywalker saga. Kinda. Of course, for whatever reason, they just can't leave this family alone.
In the words of that latest capture cut on TikTok, you sure about that?
You sure about that? You sure about that? No, I'm not, honestly. I mean, John Favreau and the other guy who's working with the guy with the cowboy hat. I mean, they're bringing in what it looks like to be they're bringing back legends.
Okay.
That whole amazing saga that Disney killed after they acquired Star Wars. But, you know, and then we got Rey, who is a Skywalker, and she's getting her own movie or series. Is it a movie or a series? I believe it's a movie.
Whoop-de-fucking-do.
Well, you know, I'm going to talk about that and more in this episode of the Merry Merry Junkies, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. So, no, we're moving away. We're getting Visions just dropped today. And Disney hired a bunch of new studios, one of those studios being, and I always jack that name up, Corey King, pronounce it for me, the Jart Studio. Did I say it right?
Kinda.
Yeah.
I'll give you credit points.
So if y'all don't know, that studio is one of the few, well, first black-owned animation studio operating over overseas, I believe. Mm-hmm. If you don't know, they did. They're currently doing One Piece and Pokemon, a few of the episodes.
Which tells you how well their quality of work is if they're working on two of the most popular anime franchises in the world.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, they just don't pick a studio at random.
So I don't know which story is theirs that they're doing, but yeah, Disney picked them as one of the 9 studios.
Different anime, with all these different anime studios making episodes and whatnot.
Well, this season I'm sorry,
Studio Ghibli making
episodes. Look, Studio Ghibli's busy. They'll do it. Like, Studio Ghibli is the type of studio that'll just drop their own Star Wars shit out of nowhere. Like Disney would be like, I'm sorry, they're promoting what? The trailer's out? The fuck?
No.
And then it's just like, who greenlit this? Nah, the real question is, who was gonna stop?
I don't know.
And then Kathleen Kennedy's dumbass, She gonna be like, well, we're gonna put a stop to it. They just see other people in the studio look at her like, no, they got it. It's okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Studio Ghibli is the legend. Shit.
But at the same time, you could be a legend, but fucking with the mouse's money.
Don't play with the church's money.
Oh, no. Studio Ghibli, it wouldn't even be doing it for the money. It would just be to show that they can tell a better Star Wars story.
I mean, if, of course, Disney or Star Wars had the money, but I would definitely love to see what Studio Ghibli would do with the Star Wars universe.
Studio Ghibli does the story of Yoda.
I don't know. Because, like, while we don't even know what Yoda is or where his race is.
We know that Yoda lived 1,000 years, close to 1,000 years.
Right.
So there's a lot of stories that can be told.
And I would love to see Yoda.
A young Yoda. That is a man I would not want to fight.
Yoda in his prime.
Like, I feel like Yoda wasn't even fighting motherfuckers. He would just run past with a lightsaber and they'd just be missing their legs.
Yep. Or missing something. I believe like a young Yoda, a Yoda in his prime, in his era, was probably unstoppable.
Yoda sound like, fucked up you have, me. No ankle for you.
I think that could be something that Star Wars or Disney can definitely go through and do more of.
Now, on Star Wars Visions, I don't think the rest of the guys have seen it yet. I'm almost at the end of it. I won't give away anything. I'm gonna just say that all of these are beautifully done, excellent stories.
Fuck around, you have. Find out.
But there's a caveat. I still think that the first season of it is the superior product. But I will say that these stories are very centralized and self-containing, while season one felt like a bunch of pilots for shows we'll never see.
Right. We talked about that at the last year when Vision was done. They had a few of those that could definitely be turned into like a four series. Mm-hmm. I would have loved to see that. But I'm pretty sure this season of Vision is going to be the same way.
So far I'm not seeing it. I'll just leave it at that. The stories are still solid. None of them feel like a pilot for it. Like, they don't feel like they're trying to sell me on something. That's fine. That's perfectly
what season
fine.
One was for.
You're right.
So
season one was to get you in. Season two is to keep you.
And honestly, they
gave you a big hit on that first dose.
I thought they'd have dropped some stuff. Dropped a series. I kind of feel like that's what Vision is. It's like 9 pilots to see what people is like, and if they like it enough, they'll green light the whole series from that studio.
Nah, because Kathleen Kennedy doesn't have any balls, metaphorically speaking.
Did they fire her?
No, she's still there, sad to say.
Well, you know, no other galaxy.
I've been very verbal on this. I think Kathleen Kennedy is a cancer to the IP.
Why do you say that?
And because her only have her ideas been bad, but they could be helped with the right writing, but it never comes. And then you have her sitting side by side with J.J. Abrams, a man who just follows in the shadows of Steven Spielberg, but doesn't know how to follow through on any franchise whatsoever.
Right.
I used to like J.J. Abrams, but then I just realized, yo, this dude has no follow through. Zero. Like, he's
talking
just...
J.J. Abrams?
Yeah, J.J. Abrams. He could start something, but he can't finish anything.
Didn't he just direct the Star Trek trilogy?
No, he did the first one, and then I think he did the second one, but he didn't do the third one, which only reiterates what I just said. Like, it's just And it's like, and it's bad because they think they do good jobs because the movies made sales. It was like, no, people were going to go see Star Wars regardless. They went to go, they did pay to go see it, and they shitted on it as soon as they left the theater.
But my thing is that now that John Favreau seems to be doing Legends because he's bringing back Thrawn, which is like one of the central figures in that whole canon. So maybe we get to see some other people. Maybe we. So like I said, like it looks like they're moving away from the Skywalker family, but Legends is a big part of the Skywalker saga. So like I said, caveat, kinda.
I'm tired of the Skywalkers in its entirety, with the exception of Vader. And that's only because I want a proper live action.
You just want to see Vader down turned into a miniseries the way they did Obi-Wan. Let's just keep it real.
Yo, that Vader that was in Obi-Wan was almost the closest real Vader that we ever going to see.
That
when he dragged Obi-Wan ass through that fire.
How about when he just snapped a random dude's neck?
Right. I like, yo, this is the Vader that they should have been showing this whole time.
And it's funny because I love how when Vader got on the scene, it became like, that's when the show got good because there was a lot of dumb shit in Obi-Wan. A lot of dumb shit that I honestly can't forgive and can't forget. Like when he went to go save Princess Leia and he used the large lab overcoat and they're walking through the loading dock on some Austin Powers gold member type shit.
I said that you're not going to let that scene go.
I can't! It looks horrible!
That's going to sit on his soul the same way Jai Courtney does.
No! Because you know why? I've been able to let go of Jai Courtney. I've been able to let go. I'm still angry, but I'm not, like, making death threats or anything. I'm better than that.
Sit on his soul.
As a matter of fact, this is going to be a clip, and we're gonna clip in the video from that scene in Obi-Wan. That's how fucking stupid that shit looks. So best believe, TikTok.
I'm not in time right now. You're going to put that clip in. That's
so fucking because it's so stupid. It's like it went from Star Wars to Spaceballs in that moment.
Yo, don't disrespect Spaceballs.
Dog, that was the type of gag that you would have seen in Spaceballs, though.
Right.
That's my point. It was just and then of course Obi-Wan's like, oh, I want another season. No, you don't deserve another season. He doesn't need another season. Boba Fett doesn't need another fucking season.
You want to talk about the Mandalorian?
Hell, sure. Sure. We could talk about the Mandalorian.
Was the Mandalorian? Does the Mandalorian deserve another season?
Yeah, because now, the question is, where do they go from here?
Right.
Because at the end of it, you got, Mando's living his best life. Grogu's being a kid. You know, everyone loves Grogu. Bo-Katan leading the Mandalorians. Gang, gang.
Gang, gang.
So now, I mean, there's room for, like, a whole new adventure. You get, like, this has been a whole arc, if you will.
So, like I said, maybe they're done with the Skywalker thing, the whole Skywalker saga. But it doesn't seem like they're done yet because Rey is the last Skywalker, and she's getting her own movie.
Apparently, yeah, she's going to be training the first new class of Jedi because Lord knows she can teach.
My thing is, like, she got all of Yoda in Luke books, but no experience as an actual Jedi.
None. To be honest, I would have bunged back John Boyega to do something where he's the first student.
I mean, they could do that.
Nah, John Boyega, like, They shitted on him so badly, he's happy just being a fan of Star Wars and not actually being in Star Wars. How bad do you have to screw over someone for them to just be like, you know what? I'm happier as a fan. I'm good.
Did Disney screw over John Boyega or with the fans?
No. When it comes down to it, it was Disney. Because here's the thing. Disney should have planted their fucking feet in the sand and be like, hey, he is one of our main franchise guys. It's going to be him and Daisy Ridley. They're going to be Jedi. Deal with it. They should have drawn a line right there in the fucking sand. But what
Star
did they
Wars
do?
Has a history of doing that.
Yeah, because it's like they bitches.
They fold super fast.
All types of
other creatures, blobs, tentacle creatures, weird looking.
A Negro.
A Negro. How dare all that black
in the future? We
don't have those in the future.
I'm sure of that.
Jeez.
The only black allowed is the infinite expanse between stars and this motherfucker.
And Lando Calrissian.
And Lando Calrissian.
But no, we was there. We was in the Wakanda Intergalactic Federation. We just keeping away from that bullshit. Like,
yo, I never thought I'd see Star Wars and that, just look at Billy Dee Williams as affirmative action.
You know why? Because Star Wars takes a part in a galaxy far, far away.
How does Star Trek have? How does Star Trek have a more diverse cast?
That's over there, around the corner. Next solar system.
Now that's what I want to see.
What?
The Intergalactic Federation of Wakanda.
The Intergalactic Federation of Wakanda is in the same system. We're just like, you know what? They can have that far, far away shit. They wilding over there.
Yeah, keep it. We don't do
all of a sudden. All of a sudden, you don't hear the Imperial marching word. You just are hearing,
ha ha! Ha ha! Ha ha! I'm not going to lie. I definitely pay some money to see certain scenes from Star Wars played out with a Wakandan vibe.
Yo, I think that'd be fire. I think that would be fire.
Just have M'Baku biting another aggressive space carrot.
I'm gonna say Lando Calrissian was a war dog.
I can see him pointing at Samuel Jackson. You bald-headed demon!
What are you doing?
Yo, remember that 2D Clone Wars animated series that was on Cartoon Network?
Oh, when Mace was out here putting in work.
Yo, my man didn't have his lightsaber and just started serving hands. My man did a JoJo. He said, oh,
I might be out of lightsabers, but I ain't out of options. Let's go.
I would like to see Mace come back in some way, shape, or form.
According to George Lucas, Mace Windu survived that that electricity and window drop.
Right. So Mace is alive. He just decided to go back to Wakanda and let them white folks deal with that bullshit over there. Like, you know what?
That Jedi shit overrated.
going back to
Wakanda.
And that would explain why his lightsaber was purple.
And it really said bad motherfucker on the side of it.
That shit had a vibranium crystal core.
Yeah, it wasn't a kyber crystal, it's about vibranium crystal. All right, so we're going to take a break. And after that, we're going to keep talking about everything that Star Wars and Disney is bringing to the big screen and the small screen. You are watching the Mermaid Junkies. Let's go.
All right, y'all, we're back. We're sitting here talking shit in a galaxy far, far away.
I'm telling you, like, we're there. Okay, to all my blurs out here listening, and watching this. We was out there. But as usual,
we want no part of the Skywalker's bullshit, no part of the fucking...
We on Jakku having a barbecue.
Right. They didn't bring that mess over to where we was at.
Mm-hmm.
We had our own cantina.
It was just like, we tried to invade them motherfuckers once. They had some shit out there not being cut. It wasn't Beskar, but it wasn't being cut by no goddamn lightsaber. That shit's weird, so we just left.
Imagine a black barbershop in Star Wars.
If I don't see a high top fade in that scene, I'm going to be upset.
Hey, listen, man, I gotta give a Wookiee a whole fade across his body. Someone give me them Beskar armor shears.
A Jedi hiding away as a barber, sitting here, cutting people's hair, just weaving that shit around. You got the
stop moving, flick, motherfucker!
The one Sith that come in there, it's all quiet for a second, and he put his shit away and be like, ah! Go over there, that's
you got the Crips and the Bloods, that's the Sith and the Jedi. But in the barbershop, everything cool in the barbershop.
Everything cool in the barbershop. He put his fucking lightsaber on his hip. He up there shooting this shit. So this, did you see that Space Claws game?
I'm trying to go back to Jabba the Hutt's club. You got more of them big booty tentacle bitches.
What's Ahsoka people?
I forget their name right now.
I know it's kind of like a tiefling. But it's something along those same lines. But yeah, that Jabba the Hutt, he loved those. But his whole club was like dumb in cages, dancing. Definitely be hanging out with Jabba the Hutt. Kinda. That dude was crazy.
Togruta.
Okay. Speaking of Ahsoka, one of the Star Wars most famous and most popular characters, got her own live series.
Coming a long way from being created for the Clone Wars. I give it that.
Right.
And the funny thing is, I remember when I first joined AmeriMe Media, one of the first posts I did was how it would be really cool for Rosario Dawson to play Ahsoka Tano.
In the world, the universe, the galaxy heard you. Because all of y'all bloom was on the same time, and this is like, all right.
Manifest.
Yeah. Manifest destiny. Yes, it was.
One of the few times the universe was like, all right, maybe I'll listen to this nigga.
And here we are with the amazing Rosario Dawson is the Ahsoka Tano. Like,
I love me some Rosario.
Her story picks up right after she's done with Anakin. After that fight between her and Anakin.
Oh, I thought it picked up after last time we saw her in The Mandalorian.
Oh, right. I forgot she's in The Mandalorian. Yeah. So that fight was between her and Anakin already happened. She's already a badass rebel.
Which, by the way, shout out to this one TikToker who did a video earlier today. They took a scene from The Mandalorian where Ahsoka was like, don't worry, Grogu will be safe here at the school at Master Luke, and then cut it to The Force Awakens when the school was on fire.
Yo, see if you can find that, y'all. See if you can find that. I would have put that.
I did a stitch to it myself. I think it's on our TikTok.
Okay.
Oh, I think it's on AmeriMe's TikTok.
I've seen it, yeah.
Oh, shit.
We're gonna make sure we put that clip in there for y'all to see. That's definitely like what the fuck happened. and Rey is going against Master Luke wishes, and he said, "Hey, don't bring this shit back." She like, "Got you, coach." All right, everybody, line up. I'm gonna teach y'all how to use these lightsabers.
Mm-hmm. Cause it's like, all right, here's something I don't think people have understood yet. There's always going to be a light and dark side. That's it. It's just how it works.
Right. Always. Gotta have balance in the force.
One can't ever really dominate the other.
I mean, but they did. The Sith dominated for like 60 years.
All right, but 60 years is not forever.
If you got caught using a lightsaber that was not the color red, you got off to perks another lie. Like they tore down the whole school and temple.
You know who I would.
You came to us with the lightsaber that wasn't red. You set tripping me right now. You repping the wrong set. I'm gonna need to just go.
Come on.
I can get one. Nah, it's too late.
All right.
I'm sorry. It's time to promote you from opposition to dead opposition.
I wouldn't have been involved in that mess. I studied under Master Reverend, and you know, as long as you ain't bring that ish back to Mandalore, you ain't get fucked up.
Shout out to the Mandalorians again, cause the way they showed up in this season, you should, like, there's one video where they played the A-Team. I think I saw another video where they played the Rough Riders anthem. Because when they show up, it ain't nothing but smoke and fire.
We got the one with the A-Team on our Instagram. Yeah. You know, go to Instagram.com. Brandon Media is on our Instagram to see that one.
Oh my god, literally their culture is about the smoke. Like, yeah, I see why the Empire tried to get rid of them all together. It's like, yeah, your whole culture is based on fuck around and find out.
Right, right. That's why they were Daniel wiped out to extinction. Because they know if these motherfuckers flourish, they gonna be a problem for us.
It's like part of your everyday culture is guns.
So not only is Disney bringing
Viltrumites, except they don't got powers, they just got guns.
I know someone was force sensitive. Like I said, Darth Reverend, he was a Mandalorian. He was Mandalorian until the Jedi came and saved him. After they got done wiping out his people?
Yeah, that's the way to call it.
Some of them, the eradication of Mandalore. Some of them was force sensitive. Not enough. And not enough time. So, like I said, we got Ahsoka coming out. We got Visions that is out today. Rey is getting her own movie. What else is...
Right now, Jedi Survivor is out right now.
Which is getting rave reviews.
And, found we've out been robbed by the glorious we've been robbed of glory from Battlefield.
Yo, found out something very interesting. Apparently the game developers originally wanted to make the main character black.
Yeah. But executives like, nah, that's not gonna work.
Let me speak to my pale-faced red-headed brethren. Listen, my ginger. I personally have no beef with y'all. They trying to cause a divide because your slur and our slur have the same amount of letters. They trying to use it against us. We see you. We recognize you. Be well.
Yeah, I like Cameron.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, I like Cameron.
I am mad that there's like a mod. That there's like a different style that gives him like a mullet and a mustache.
Yeah, the America
and
America.
And I hate how people it's really been running wild with that.
Same, it's not only the same amount of letters, the same type of
just got rearranging.
Ain't reasonable. You just switching the G, the first G and N. That's
yep.
Try to put a divide between it.
I got no problems, my ginger.
Yeah, I like Cameron Monaghan as Cal Kestis. So, you know, I'm with everybody else. Like, there were other races. Even if Cal wasn't black, he could not have just been white.
I do have to say one thing about this game, because I like how they did... Spoiler alert. I like how they didn't bring this man up during the whole game until the end. Darth Vader. Darth Vader shows up the way Brock Lesnar does after, like, the current champion's talking shit. The music kicks in, you're just like, oh, shit.
As it should.
He might as well came out to Brock Lesnar's theme song. Dun, 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 dun.
As it should. Darth Vader appearance should only put dread in whoever he's fighting.
And it does.
Catch you trying be shit? No. My
like, does the ending of this game sound real heroic?
Right.
Allow me to reintroduce myself.
Like that scene, what was it, Rogue One? And those guys trying to leave, and all you see is blackness, and then that red lightsaber came out. They're like, oh, we're going to die. Like, that sense of dread, like, you know there's nothing you can do.
I knew there had to be someone in there saying I shouldn't have came to work today.
Right. I knew I should have called out. I knew I should have called out. That's the dread is the only thing that your character in the game should feel when Darth Vader shows up. Because while they don't show it in the movies, he really is, like, him.
Him. That motherfucker really has the title of... Him.
All right, quick question.
Even before he was Vader, when they shown it in the animated series, don't like shit. When it's just like, oh, dog, this motherfucker brought the Force, the quote unquote gods of the Force to you.
Right.
God, that nigga, him, you not the Force, bitch. I am.
Right.
If you could put two celebrities in the Star Wars franchise. Who would they be?
Zorro from One Piece.
I said celebrities, not anime characters.
Zorro is the fucking celebrity.
And I'm sorry. All right, let me rephrase that.
I care less about
real people.
Celebrities.
Real people.
Can I just get a cameo of Eminem singing at one of the clubs, rapping at one of the clubs?
Yeah, that'd be hot.
Okay.
I don't know.
Would he be rapping over that? Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
It had to be a trap version. It had to be a trap version. Hardest verse.
But I don't know. There's not many people that I care to see instead.
All right. I know who I'd like to see. I would like to see Angela Bassett.
Okay.
I would like to see Angela Bassett in Star Wars.
I want
to
see
I would also like to see, I know this is going to sound out of left field, I would like to see Eddie Murphy.
I'd like to see Jonathan Majors being the new him villain.
I mean, because they already made this man out of villain now. So, yeah, let's keep it going. He can change his
Being the new him of the Star Wars universe.
Yeah.
Putting Vader to shame because we had high hopes, and then for Kylo, until we saw it's just a sad emo boy.
And despite the fact that he's gone, R.I.P. to Michael K. Williams, I would have loved to have seen him as a bounty hunter.
Go.
Because all I imagine is Omar in space.
Omar. Yo, Omar like, is so...
It's incredible. All in the game. It's all in the game, Mando. Like, it's all in the game.
Yo,
somehow, again,
that'd be fire, yo.
A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, Omar still got menthols.
Also, I would love to see Eddie Murphy being Carissian's, like, one of his long-term partners and stuff.
Well, it has to be the camel pack, but one of those space camels from the movie.
No, gotta be Newports. Matter of fact, yo, Demon, can you Photoshop just a scene from Star Wars and put Omar from The Wire in there? Just.
I'm not doing that for shit.
Why you not?
You better go contact Boss Logic. I'm not doing
that. Yeah, Omar in Star Wars would be fired, though. Not even going for it.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Being a bounty hunter. Yep, that's spot on. Because
it's like, after seeing Jack Black, Lizzo, Thundercat, it's like it's just a very, very interesting cameos going on. So
Thundercat character fit right in, though.
he fit in, but at the same time, the rest of that, like, cyber crew didn't.
Right.
Because I was like, yo, everyone else's colors is mute. Y'all niggas is bright as shit. What the fuck is going on here? Y'all fucking with the whole color palette. But,
and he had his dreadlocks, which was awesome. They ain't like, yo, you gotta do something with your hair. Like, no.
No, fuck no. Fuck.
And the distance, the whole of the galaxy far, far away. Like, we out here with our different hairstyles and everything.
The fuck would it look like for them to try and get him to change his hair? That would be one of the most ignorant fucking moves. I'm like, bitch, niggas got more than just a fade in the galaxy far, far away.
Right. I mean, literally, Star Wars is like a mixture of different races, and they
just
all like
y'all
the Wookiees.
All look like copy paste motherfuckers. Same, either the fucking same little swoosh effect on the top of their hair, or that military buzz
right.
cut, or
right.
just messy as fuck. No means throw some dreads in that motherfucker. Let me see a motherfucker in there with the M'Batsu haircut.
Yes. Eddie Murphy being a smuggler.
Lando, my man.
Right.
You still flying that piece of shit Millennium Falcon?
Yeah.
Anybody worry about that Kessel Run shit?
Yeah, man. I would
have loved that. That's not even a bad idea now. That's not even a bad idea now. I really, really think about it. He sets someone up to get caught by the Empire. Sorry. Oh, Vader, you crazy.
So the whole Star Wars Empire over there at Disney is moving full steam ahead with that IP. And I, for one, am ecstatic about it.
I don't know.
I love it. Now, like I said, I do not want to see any more of the Skywalker side. Even if you got to jump. Like they have a movie coming out with the director who's jumping, like, a couple hundred years back to around the time they found the Kyber crystal. So, we'll be seeing that development and how everything come out. And there won't be no Skywalker family. Better not be no Dan Skywalkers in that universe.
Well, I don't know, because we're gonna have to cross that bridge when we get to it, because can't forget about one big real world implication that's happening right now. Right now, you gotta remember that no one is currently writing a goddamn thing. All of Hollywood's writers are on strike.
Yeah.
So if they,
for what? It's not like they made an original shit.
Because they want more
money. There are people who are out there fighting to make original shit. The problem is they're either getting looked over or they're not getting paid enough.
I remember watching Adam Conover said that, you know, because he's one of the writers that's on strike. And he said that you know, he got friends that's on government assistance. To me, that's insane. How are you a Hollywood writer writing for one of these big shows, one of these major studios, and yet your own government assistant?
That don't even sound right.
That don't even sound right.
And compound to what I was saying, if any of these studios try to go ahead and do a project with non-union writers, these motherfuckers might just try and dig up what's already been done. So the Skywalkers might still be hundreds of years into the fucking past. Hopefully, eventually, everyone comes to their fucking senses and just start paying these writers what they are worth.
Right, because as you see, Hollywood stops when ain't nothing getting written.
And here's the crazy part, good sir. The Actors Guild contract is about to expire, as well as the Directors Guild.
Wow.
Yeah, so everyone needs to figure their shit out. Because right now you've got just the writers. It's like, yeah, the writers are on strike. Then what happens when you have the actors on strike? Then what happens when you have the directors are on strike? Stop fucking around pay these people what they're worth. Sorry. I didn't mean
to veer us
off into that area, but we've been sitting here for almost an hour talking about a multi-billion-dollar IP that has been fucking ran into the fucking ground. And I know that there were really good writers that thought they were doing something good only to get shitted on by their executives, who are right now reaping the benefits of some people's good work and some people's horrible work.
Right. Right.
So I didn't mean for us to veer off into that, but I felt compelled. So
No, it's fine. It needs to be said, man, because my partner is a writer.
And you are a writer.
And I am a writer. And we'll get paid.
And I've written a pilot as well as a few episodes.
And you're a writer.
I'm a writer, and I didn't take the deal they were trying to give me because I knew it was worth. I knew my worth.
And that's what's happening in Hollywood now. So something needs to happen because, while we got Visions has been done for a while now. Anything else that's coming up that needs writers is not moving.
Right now, anything that's in pre-production or in production, let me clarify. If it's in production right now, that means that they have to stick to what is written. Nothing can be changed.
Yep. So we'll see. We'll see how the writer's strike goes.
Right. Yeah.
But that's our time anyway. So that was one of the best ones to end it. So, like I say, Star Wars has a lot of stuff coming out. If you're a Star Wars fan, you should be happy. At the same time, you should be a little upset because if it's in production, it's not moving no more. I don't know if Ahsoka is finished. I'm pretty sure it is finished.
No, it's done. It's done. I think it's all post-production work now.
So we lucked up and got Ahsoka in the can before this writer's strike happened. But anything else is not being written. Please support the Writers Guild and any writers that you know in this situation right now, especially if they're writing for Hollywood right now. Because if they are, they're writing for major studios like Disney, Star Wars, Marvel, DC, any other studio that you like, and they're not getting paid properly to support. You can't support yourself, let alone the family. You're writing for a major studio. That's insane.
One last piece. I actually wrote this out. In a galaxy far, far away, it really shouldn't matter what color you are or your background.
Your story
needs to be told. I think at the end of the day, Star Wars should be able to touch everybody in its own special way. I don't think anyone should be excluded. I mean, If a Tauntaun can have its own story, so can a black stormtrooper, as well as a droid that looks like a beach ball called BB-8. May the Force be with you and everyone, always.
All right, that's our time, y'all. Don't forget to like and subscribe to the podcast, no matter where you watch it at. Was it on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, Google, we're everywhere you are, so support the podcast however you can, even if you just write a simple comment saying how much you hate Demon Engine. That's perfect. Fine.
Fight me, bitch.
Jedi in the streets, Sith in the sheets. Take care of yourselves, everybody.
You a Sith in the streets too, my Jay. Don't do that. That man is a menace.
You know nothing.
Gator, all right, y'all. We out. Purple lightsaber.